Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Earth to Big Red. Earth. To
hello.
Patchy. Aliens to Big Red. Aliens to Big Red. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes,
we're
I'm here.
At the landing. Go to the landing strip. We're coming for you.
I'm here. I'm already here.
Oh, gotcha.
Hello.
What up,
you
hear
yo? Me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, you hear me now.
Yeah. What up, yo?
Black.
What up, everybody in Blog Talk Land?
What's up,
Blog
everybody?
Talk Radio. Another episode of The Menu. Big Red and Brother B in the house. What up?
Yes, we are. What's up?
And tonight, I don't know if we're going to go the full 90 minutes, blah, 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 but I'm a little tired, man. I've been burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. But what up, y'all? What up, UK? What up, France? Parlez-vous français? Oh! United Kingdom, what up? Ain't no wankers over here.
No wanksters.
Yeah, no wanksters. To the 50 states, what up? It's The Menu. Big Red Brother B, we in the house. On Blog Talk Radio. How you doing, Big Red?
I'm fine, Brother B. Besides almost crazy, combusting into flames all week long, I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. Yo, this heat ain't no, yo, this heat. Listen, you know what? I'll be honest with you. The only thing I like about, like, I don't like about the winter really is just the ice. But, yo, I can deal
mm-hmm.
with the cold. Because in the cold, you can throw on a sweater. You can throw on a coat. You throw on something, and you'll be all right. But, yo, in the heat, you can't take nothing. You can take your clothes off, but you're still going to be burning. You can't take your skin off.
Exactly.
You're still,
exactly.
You're still going to be hot. And I'm not down for the heat. I really don't. No, I'm not.
Not at all.
So,
I despise it.
Yeah.
Never been
a
fan of it.
Yeah, so we need some fall weather to come through.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Definitely.
We definitely need some fall weather to come through.
Yeah, that weather needs to come quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah, because this heat, it's mind-boggling. Because it's like it just get hot, and then you just kind of, like, dumb out.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know, like it really does fry your gizzard.
Yeah, and it drains you. It's like it really drains you. And that's what I don't like.
Yeah, I don't either. I can't roll with that. But some people can. And God bless those that can. But Brother B and Big Red are not two people who are very fond of the heat. No. Not at all.
Nope.
So
not at all.
Tonight's topic, we're just going to have some fun with these idiots. Yeah, I'm calling them idiots because, you know, the idiots. Yes, once again, this is the menu. Big Rad Brother B. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Once again, we are on Facebook. That's the menu, MINDURMENTAL. Your mental. Mind your mental. And now, Red, I wanted to ask you, I don't know what the deal to a degree was with Usher. But all right, mm-hmm. what's going on with Usher now?
Well, apparently from what I haven't really read up on it, but you know, this is like I said, social media can tell you a whole story just even if you're getting bits and pieces of it. So what I'm basically seen and heard and what has been explained to me is that he paid off a young lady to keep quiet about him and her having some type of sexual relation. But in I don't know if maybe it was something that went bad, maybe they had an argument, maybe he wasn't paying her the money that he was supposed to be paying her. So now she came out and now she's saying that he infected her with herpes. Now, mind you, this young lady was a bridesmaid at the wedding when he married the mother of his children, when he married her at that time.
Wow.
So, yeah, so, you know, like I said, he supposedly is paying her off or was paying her off. And maybe, you know, they knew what was going on. Maybe Usher knew what was going on. And he was paying her off to keep quiet, basically. And once again, like I said, I don't know if something went bad between those two. But now she done outed him, and now he's just the spectacle of, you know, of social media now.
So
not that he wasn't before at one time when him and his the mother of his child was going through their little, you know, custody thing with the children.
Okay, but now there's someone saying that he gave her herpes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not laughing at him or her, but I'm just laughing like, all right, if he really did that, then he's an ass to the fifth degree. Because how could you, yeah, that's some Charlie Sheen shit.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you got, like what Eddie Murphy said, herpes, you, like, you carry that shit like luggage. Like, they ain't going nowhere. So my thing is, so you got the herp, and you still running around with chicks, like, it's okay?
Okay, all right, that's one.
But the flip side of it, if she is lying, let's say she's lying, why do that? Like, really?
Because she's
like,
hurt.
It could be something that she's hurt.
Probably. It could be that.
I can't make you love me.
Exactly.
If you don't. Yo, listen. Yo, come on, man. Like, how do you, like, is that, that's all you got? All right. So you trying to extort money from dude with the herpes? I'll tell everybody you gave me herpes. If you don't pay me,
right?
Yo,
right?
That's beyond grimy. I don't think there's a term made for that type of griminess. Like this is nothing. Like, I don't know what to say.
It's a bird. Yeah, she's a bird because the thing is, like I said, my thing is, you were a bridesmaid in the wedding that you attended this man's wedding and everything. Know who you get married to. You're a bridesmaid. Obviously, you were friends with this chick.
Yep.
So that means you would. That means you might have been having a sexual relation with him even while they were married. And maybe before that. Right, and maybe before that, and then you, like I said, she could be mad because, oh, you married her instead of me. Now look, you're not married to her, and this, that, and other. It could have been me and you. So now she could have been mad about that. So you know what? I'm exposing. Forget it. I don't care now.
Damn.
You understand? Like, it's just sad. It don't make no sense. But on his part, like I said, at the end of the day, you're a celebrity dog, and you out here infecting people. Once again, it's just like you said with the Charles Sheen thing. It's like, what is wrong with y'all walking around here having sexual relations with people unprotected?
I don't know.
Knowing the things
that
are out there.
Oh, some of them don't care because they think they probably invincible. Like, I'm not, oh, that's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to get that stuff. That's not going to happen. No.
Invisible what? Because they have money?
Yeah, they feel money can buy them a cure that they don't, you know, they don't know about. People don't know about yet. Like, oh, money's going to clear this up.
Unbelievable. I think with that, not for nothing, I think, what's his name? Oh, my God, Magic Johnson. He put out a bad message with that.
Yeah, of course he did.
Because I think that's how they feel. They feel, well, if Magic Johnson is walking around here infected, and you know, then I can do it too.
Exactly.
And I got just as much money as he has.
That's. I just gotta laugh at that. I just gotta laugh at that because now how do you look in, you know, how does that look in the public media? It's like, you know, especially as a black man, you gotta have some type of responsibility, you know, with your fame. You gotta realize that you're being watched. There's youth that are watching you, people that want to emulate you. I mean, like, come on, man. And there's only a matter of time before you do something stupid because they know you're gonna do something stupid. And then you're just going to make everybody else look bad.
Right, exactly.
And I just don't know why. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I don't know. Maybe it's the money that gets to their head or something. Well, that must be what it is. The money must get to them and they just say, oh, nope. I'm going to pay her off so she don't talk. You know, she's going to talk eventually.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, you know. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, especially if you do her wrong or do the person wrong, or if they're not in agreement with something at that time, then they're going to talk.
Mm.
They're eventually going to talk.
Okay. Like I said, this is really wild with the Usher thing. I really didn't... Yeah, I like Usher and all that, but I was just shocked to hear that, you know, like, cause he's been quiet for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So just all of a sudden, his name just pop up, and then he's just being associated with some chick trying to get money off of him or him having herpes. I'm like, wow. Like, damn. Like, that's a lot, homeboy. You know, you've been busy.
Exactly.
Like, yo,
and he just went
through
a lot. And just like you said, it was quiet for a while because he was just going through a lot when he was going through the divorce. And they, you know, they were basically had, you know, they were not televising it, but it was in the news and everything. Like, it was on the actual news about his, you know, divorce proceedings and all of that.
Yeah,
on top of social media.
Public. Yeah, it was definitely put out there for the media to just feed off of that, which is, you know, it's kind of sad because you couldn't have any privacy with that. So.
No, not at all.
You know. I mean, yeah, that's pretty extra. But, okay. That was one. Let's go back to this dummy jackass. R. Kelly.
boy.
Listen, black folks. Stop giving this asshole a pass. I don't care if he's had a million platinum singles or platinum albums or whatever. I don't care. If dude is a pedophile, he's a pedophile. Don't try to, like, clean it up. Because it's obvious that he has a track record because he likes women younger than him.
Exactly.
So, with that being
said... And he all the time.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's why I'm like, yo, wait a minute. Like, the first incident.
Mm-hmm.
How do you videotape yourself pissing on a kid? And he still has a penis? And he still has a penis? Yo, if I was kid, oh, MG. Yo. Oh, my gosh. I don't really want to think about it. Yeah, I don't think about it. But you know what? He got his little pass then. So now all of a sudden, he's up in the media again. And what now?
No, first, wait, before he got to that, remember he was making, you know, all his little songs, making music, he making the dance songs and all that stuff, and everybody's still loving, you know, everybody's still loving him afterwards. Now, here it is, it's out again, that he's, before this happened, they were saying that he was going out. I've seen pictures and I've seen stuff on Instagram and Facebook of him and some young lady, but nobody was making it a big deal.
But that's the thing. They don't really want to say anything negative about R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see it like that.
But why?
Listen, your guess is as good as mine. Maybe they, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I can't really speculate on it. I'm just like really trying to understand how we're back to the same thing with him. So he was saying something about Alec, like he's having girls in his house and he's keeping them there for like hostage. Okay. All right. Listen. I've heard a lot of things in my day. I've heard a lot of things. I don't know if this is true or not, but my thing is, you're kind of starting to fit a certain pattern here. Like I said,
right.
Young girls, and then now you're keeping them in your house? Why you got the young girls in your house, man? Why you got them in your house? Like, that's
right.
That's the thing, I don't get it. So, I don't know, did you see any interviews where he was trying to say, like, oh, you know, he didn't do it or you know, whatever. He hasn't, like, spoken out publicly about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's just been quiet.
He doesn't. That's the thing. He hasn't spoken publicly about any of this stuff. I think I've seen something where it was one little interview he did with some guy. I don't know who the guy was. And the guy asked him, like, okay, I see that you like young girls or something like that. And it was like, he was just, like, he was trying to deny it then.
But I think in the interview, he asked how old. Like, first of all, yo, if somebody, yeah, that was kind of crazy.
That's what it was, yeah.
How old they were, like, how old are they? Like, that's kind of crazy.
Or what do you consider a certain age? So that means, dog, you have a problem. If you don't know that you are a grown man, like, R. Kelly got to be at least 50-something, almost 60 years old, and you don't see that that something is wrong with your logic.
I think he's like 50.
Huh?
I think he's like 50.
No, I think he's a little older than 50. He may not be close to 60, but I think he's maybe a little older than 50.
Well, listen,
he's probably like...
Bible, What the hell do you expect from a 50-something-year-old man who will be running around with a mask on and it ain't Halloween? Taking pictures with Matt with a mask on, a Robin mask, and he ain't no crime fighter.
Remember, he's like, the Pied Piper of R&B.
Yeah, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, really?
He's the Pied Piper of R&B, so, you know, he got to play his part.
Okay, he might not have a part in the movie anymore. Like, he was like, really? Playing his part? Listen, that show might get canceled.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, it doesn't make any sense. It's just like you just keep doing these things, and you know what the problem, like, that people are trying to compare and say, okay, well, Hugh Hefner, his women are younger, and he almost 90, and this, that, and other. Yeah, but he's not holding nobody hostage in his house.
Exactly.
That's the thing. He's not holding anybody hostage.
But now, all right, was there an interview of anybody that was in the house? Like, are they, like, still there or something? Like,
no, I haven't heard anything. That's my thing. Where are the allegations coming from?
Yeah.
Like, is this something that they're just making up, or like, do they know that somebody's actually in the house?
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, you know, like, I saw a couple of stories, and some of them were a little vague. It seemed like TMZ are the ones who just seems to have all types of stories. But, you know, I don't want to go just off of them.
Well, supposedly they're supposed to be kind of reliable, but once of them, where are the females that say that they're, like, there are females in this man's house. Why hasn't nobody been there to arrest, like, to rescue them or arrest them or, you know, whatever?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's so much BS. Like, all right, you're trying to see. All right, apparently there's a couple of things that this person has made a statement in terms of, and this is coming from the so-called Daily Mail. The singer allegedly guilted her into posing for nude photos during the visits. The unidentified woman said Kelly, who gave her money to buy clothes, he liked. Okay.
What?
He's trying to say that this lady denied rumors that, or claims that she was living in a sex cult with Kelly. And the 21-year-old family fears she is being held against her will. Okay, let me tell you something. This is not normal. This doesn't sound correct.
Right.
Whether or not she's being held against her will or not, I don't know. Personally, I don't really care to a degree. But, you know, as a man with a daughter, like, yo, really? You got
right, exactly.
So I don't understand, like, how this is working out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly, because he has children, exactly. He has daughters. You guys have daughters, right?
Yep.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Like, this dude, he apparently, he just can't, it's something within him, he just can't stop.
Right.
Because, yo, real talk, like I said, it could be my daughter. Like, I don't know how, you know, like I said, it could be my daughter.
Right, just like you said, the family, like, what is the family doing? Like, what are they, I mean, it's kind of hard because I guess they feel because she's 21. How old is the young lady? She's 21, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
I guess they feel because she's 21, she's old enough to make her own decisions, which, okay, I get that, but then now you want to claim that this young, or they're saying that she's being in a sex cult, or she's being in a sex cult with R. Kelly. So then, at this point, you have to step in as a parent.
Well, I mean, I guess they've made a couple of statements here and there, but there's really nothing to the point where somebody's, you know, something's going to get done. Listen, you know what? That's my thing. I'm sorry. I don't really read, you know, I don't really read much of the news because it's depressing. And, you know, I don't really watch much TV because that's depressing too. A lot of fakeness going on. But I just don't stay on top of certain things because in the grand scheme of things, I just really don't care. You know, R. Kelly don't pay my bills or, you know, put gas in my car.
That's right.
So, you know, at the end of the day, like, I really don't care, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people that don't really care either, but they're just like, wow, this idiot got himself in trouble again.
Now, I guess they look at it as, I think, once again, it's always, you know, they put stuff out in the news as a distraction, as usual. And
yeah,
it's just sad that, you know what it is, it's sad also that, once again, going back to, you know, our people, it's always, you know, they always do it with us where they want to put out certain celebrities and this one and that one. And then, like I said, I see people on Facebook getting into arguments over certain things with these celebrities. I'm like, what, are you serious? You really can't be serious with arguing over somebody that ain't paying your bills, like that, not paying your bills, not putting no car, not putting no food on your table, and you arguing over this person.
Yeah, I like, I hope he just ain't peeing on nobody. You know, but he probably
is. Listen, I don't know. You say he probably is.
Yeah, I hope he ain't peeing on nobody.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if he ain't. Because if he's saying he's in a sex cult, yeah, he's probably doing something. He's doing something. But, yeah, you got people getting into arguments and, listen, we got time for that.
Like I said, I don't care if he's peeing on himself. But, you know, I will clown him. And Usher, I'm not too sure about. I gotta, you know, I'm not gonna go in on him yet. But R. Kelly, yeah, you're a jackass. But you're, as you say, because you're a dummy jackass. Because you put yourself out there to get caught in the same dumb crap that you was doing before.
Right, exactly.
And you're not gonna be satisfied till your ass is in jail with Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And he's peeing on you. And we'll see
That's
if
right.
you like it when Bubba peed on you.
Because Bubba got a daughter. Because Bubba got a daughter he ain't seen probably since he got locked up, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, really? Like, all right, you know, it's whatever. But, all right, on to our next. Hold on. We have a caller, 4727. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
Nothing, man. What up?
What's up?
Hello.
Who is this?
Yeah,
how
I'm
you
here,
doing?
Man.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah, this is Nas.
Oh, is this Nas? Oh, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm straight. What's going on? Y'all got some phone problems there?
Nah, we good.
Nah, we good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You called in to clown. The clown is to join in on the clowning.
Who y'all clowning? I don't even know who y'all clowning. I gotta catch up.
Oh man, we had to do. You know, we've been so political lately. We had to, you know, had to get in a little fun mode. You know, R. Kelly, Usher, Michael Vick, and OJ.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Sound like some comic book villains right there. And
yeah,
the only
listen.
One. Yeah.
What's not? What you gonna say, brother?
I'm going to say the only one that really, really bothered me to the fullest, because everybody else I expected them to be raggedy because, they are who they are. But Mike Vick really bothered me, man. The fact that I understand what he's been through. I understand they've had him on his knees for a while. But I didn't expect him to go that low with me. I expect him to show himself a little better than that. So I was real disappointed with that dude.
Well, I think he apologized for the remark that he made about him cutting his hair on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too late. Like, you already showed yourself, like, you're just trying to get back in Master's good graces. I mean, for those
right.
who don't know, Michael Vick, you know, the football player who was shamed and went to jail for a few years because he apparently or allegedly had something to do with a dog fighting ring, and, you know, America, well, a certain type of America that loves their animals, you know, they made sure that, you know, he went to jail, and he's been, persecuted for it ever since. He's been out of jail, he's been trying to do right, and he just can't do right, because they don't want to hear it. They really don't want to hear it. And I just find it sad because, you know, with all the other things that has been going on in terms of lives, and if you want to get specific, black lives, okay, I don't think you have a – I don't know if he pulled the gun or not and shot a dog, but how do you put a dog's life before – like, you protest more about him and shooting dogs than cops shooting black people. I don't
mm-hmm.
– you know, everybody's – the people got their own priorities screwed up, however. But apparently Michael Vick...
Yeah, this system can break you, man. 2 years in Leavenworth can break a lot of people, and clearly he's one of those dudes now. So, it's just sad to see him in that sunken place like that, feeling like he had to figure out a way to stay on Team Boss and give a statement that would be on their side. In a sense, he was putting it on the onus on Kaepernick as if Kaepernick had something to apologize for, as if he had to rehabilitate his image, like he did something wrong. Like, no,
mm-hmm.
he made a political stance, was willing to put his career on the line for it, and now he's dealing with the consequences of that. But there's no cutting his hair to change that. Nah, he put up what America hates the most is telling America it don't live up to its rhetoric. All the words
mm-hmm.
of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, whatever you want to say, that sounds real good in theory, but in practice, that's not how it plays out. And Kaepernick exposed that, put that mirror up to most Americans, and they mad as hell about it. They don't like it.
Exactly.
Of course.
And I don't really care that whether they like it or not. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's the truth. And it's just showing all the hypocritical attitudes and just the hypocrites in general just out there. My thing is this, and we were speaking about it on Absolute Truth the other day. Someone, I think Sean Black had made a statement and said how we don't support Kaepernick. Like, we're not supporting him. And it's true. I mean, like, me personally, I don't watch football like that anyway, but if I did, I would have to stop watching it. Because basically what you're doing to Kaepernick is you're tossing him to the side because he took a stand for his people. So with that being said,
right.
why should I support you? Why should I put money in your pocket? Because basically you're telling me is as soon as we open our mouth and say something, we got to be crucified. We got to be stopped. We have to be silent. Listen,
yeah.
like you said, the whole First Amendment and right to free speech and all that, listen, he made his statement. But once again, he just used their own paperwork against them, and they didn't like it. So now you want to blackball the man out of the game, and then you want to have the coon, Michael the Coon Vick, come up and make a statement talking about maybe he needs to change his image. Nick, go shut your job somewhere in the corner, man.
Right, exactly. Like, he got the nerve to talk. That made me mad. He got the nerve to talk about that after all of what they put you through. Are you kidding me?
They was
right.
boycotting this dude. You had Peter and all others. Listen, this man couldn't own a dog ever. He can't never own a dog.
Listen,
right?
If you want Michael Vick to go to jail, all you got to do is just put a puppy by his car, and they're gonna lock his ass up.
Right?
Put a dog
exactly.
by his car, they're gonna lock his ass up. You ain't got to put no cocaine or nothing in there. Just put a dog over there.
Just put a dog by.
Yeah,
Peter was asking for him to get a mental evaluation. Like, they was going
yeah.
way beyond the pale
oh,
of Mike. So it's sad to see him go out like this. Now OJ, I got a totally different
oh,
take
God.
On OJ. I never respected
oh,
him. We know who
God.
That dude is. He's the clown. But the clown
yeah.
deserves to get out of jail. Like, all these people trying to act like this dude was serving a legit sentence. Nah. They was acting on him based on the anger that they had for him for beating that murder case. And they just
course.
Made a charge mm-hmm. and sat him in jail all these years for a crime. Anybody else, you would have done probably a year and a half, probably got out early for good behavior. But for
mm-hmm.
him, they tried to drag him through the dirt
oh,
and
yeah.
give him 30 for it. So
because
as much as I hate OJ, I'm not going to be for the state when the state is acting wrong because, hell, the state could turn that same system around on my ass. So I ain't
right.
gonna never be that goofy.
Yeah, because they want to make him pay for what they trying to make him pay for what he supposedly or what they think he did. They're not gonna let him live that down. I say it all the time. They're not gonna let him live it down at all.
But my thing is this. Now, if we have to take a step back to the whole trial, Mark Furman was found guilty of planting evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Once and he was the lead detective. Once you have that type of tampering, once you have that type of issue, it puts a whole question mark on the situation. Now, my thing
yeah,
is,
if it was in another city,
there?
He probably goes to jail. But LA's reputation. That's why Cochran kept hitting on the L.A. police because he had
mm-hmm.
decades of dealing with them. So he kept bringing up all the instances of them. You know, framing people, covering up crimes, brutality, everything else. And their reputation and Mark Furman is what sunk the case. They had a slam dunk case but lost because of their own action. So, I mean, the people who mad at OJ, it's funny how they're not mad at actual police brutality, systemic racism within a police department. Funny how that works.
You're absolutely right. I mean, how
mm-hmm.
do you overlook one thing for another? So you claim that he killed him. I mean, he killed her, and he killed this other dude, but at the same time, you got a detective going around breaking the law, planting evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is my thing is this. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, either one of y'all, but if you plant evidence, either A, you're doing it to try to get to jam somebody up, or B, maybe you're trying to cover something up on your own.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So how about we put both?
Sometimes both,
and,
right.
Yeah. I mean, did anybody, the system, well, maybe it's something that was thought about, but nothing was ever really brought to the media's attention. But I just find it interesting how this dude gets a pass. You still mad at OJ for something that, like me personally, I don't think he did it. I think he knows he did it, but I don't think he did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me if he was there pointing, but that dude with them NFL retiree running back knees, it's hard to think that he was able to pull that off. But
absolutely.
By himself.
Nah.
Absolutely. My knees hurt.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Okay, go.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, everyone? What's up, Big Red? What's up, Brother B? And what's up, Nas? Hey, what's going on, brother?
So wait a minute.
Cool,
so they're trying to say that OJ was able to bust both their asses and then turn around and come.
Oh man, listen, this whole OJ. Let me just add a few things about this whole OJ mess. Listen, did OJ do it physically? No. Did he know somebody who did it? He probably did. But I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat the situation and say, oh, OJ's completely innocent of all charges. You know, we all know about OJ already because, like I said before on The Absolute Truth, everyone was asking me, why did I say that? Listen, OJ done lost his black card years ago.
question.
Did
he ever
real
have
about it?
Did he
nope,
ever have
never did. Remember, this was the same man who in 1968 said, I'm not black American, I'm OJ. When all these things were going on. Remember, OJ completely, his whole circle, completely, he stayed away from us. I mean, he really did.
Did he have a black
and,
wife? Didn't he have a black wife?
Yeah,
yeah.
His first wife was
black.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she's the mother of his two first of his
the
eldest
first
daughter.
Kids, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then he went
yeah.
Okay.
So. And so you know, I'm not to say that I judge anybody by who they fall in love with. That's not me. But however, O.J. Simpson, you got to remember his whole circle. Look who he surrounded himself with. You know, I mean, when I say it, it's like a bad thing, I'm like, no, I'm being honest about O.J.
It's the truth,
the
though. That's right. Exactly. It's the truth, though.
Right. Well,
and
I cannot respect that dude and not like anything about him, but not want the law to be able to make up some trumped up charges and lock him up for a long time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just
right.
looking at it in that fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
that's understandable.
That's how I see it too. Because you know what? Hey, he served his time. Time for him to get out. But the only thing
how
that I could say that OJ, he did 9 years. He did
nine years.
Yeah, 9 years for that robbery. It was in retribution for the fact that he got away with murder.
Exactly.
And plus the
wait a minute, wait, that's
the
thing. How did he get away? All right. My thing is this. Once again, people want to be mad at OJ talking about, all right,
yeah.
he got away with murder. But the whole thing is, no one's ever, like, are you really that mad to look past the fact that the man may not have done it?
Well,
right.
according to the Brown and Goldman family, that's how they feel. You know what? They actually, he owes them money. He still owes them money.
Listen, I'm gonna say it, and who knows? They might shut the show down after this. But we already know what this is about. We already know.
Of course,
it's about.
Of course, we know.
It was two Jewish people.
I'm going to say it like this. They want his blood. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
want
they
OJ's
want
blood. Just like they daughter's blood was spilled, they want OJ's blood. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And the crazy
and they're not
going to
ever live it down.
He supported those families for years because
oh, yeah.
none of them worked. It was all borrowing money and living off OJ. And
yeah,
that's how
right.
they allowed him to beat up that woman all them years because they didn't care
that's
as long
right.
as OJ was writing
exactly.
the checks for him.
As long as he was writing them checks, they was like, okay,
they
yeah, you're going black
so,
out tomorrow.
So
yeah.
raggedy mm-hmm. as they are, they should have
yeah,
been a
making
long
money.
Time ago.
Because wow. when OJ was giving them money, nobody said nothing. Everybody
nope.
kept silent. Everybody
yeah, if you keep
silent,
giving us money, you can beat up our daughter. That's
yeah.
how
and you know what? He still And you know what it is? He still owes them money. That's the bottom line. They're not letting him get off with a clean slate.
Oh, no. They're not letting
him
go
nowhere
with that.
The worst part about it is he got probation, so he can't leave the country. So think
nope.
about it. Anywhere OJ goes, somebody going to bring it up on social media. It's going to be people trying to get him to react and get sent back to jail. Like, he's going to
oh,
be in
yeah.
a fishbowl in a bad place, man. So, you know, like I said, I don't really fuck with dudes, so it is what it is. But it ain't looking
like
gravy
said,
when he get out.
Exactly.
Listen, like I said last week, like I said on Absolute Truth, OJ don't need to go to any restaurant and use a knife at all.
Nope.
If you're eating a steak, just pick it up with your hands and just bite the steak.
But also something else too, what his lawyers are saying, and everybody's saying the same thing. What OJ needs to do is keep a low profile, stay out the damn public eye. But once again, this is OJ. You know he's gonna have a hard time doing it.
Yeah, but I think when that incident happened with him with that robbery, I think he was staying out the public eye for a while. I think he wasn't even really out there like that.
Just like my man just said, because of that judgment where he had to give him all that money, he was dependent on his pension and the memorabilia to make money. So this dude stole his memorabilia, so he was coming to get it. Now, the dudes who came in there with guns and told him where the dude was at, none of them served time. OJ the only one that went to jail. So that lets you know.
Oh, right.
Because all of them sang to the feds about that. They all sang a song to the feds and say, yeah, OJ did this, OJ did that. And the video clearly shows that OJ didn't have a gun. He was just like, hey, I'm here to get my stuff. That's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you'd be angry too if someone took your stuff and sold it.
Right, exactly.
Well, my problem is the blatant disrespect, disregard, and double standard when it comes down to black people injustice and white people injustice.
Yeah,
a prime example, the white lady in Minnesota that the Somalian policeman shot. The chief of police resigned. They about to fire dude. They released his name within a couple of days, and somebody's going to jail.
And they're checking his background.
So, right. So just to show you the quick turnaround when they really interested in solving something and get down to a matter, you see it. And as far as OJ, OJ can walk into a bar and some white dude can say, we don't serve murderers here. Everybody in that white bar will stand up and clap. Now, that might happen to OJ.
I wanted to add something.
Hold on real quick.
Go ahead, bro.
I don't know the full story. I still haven't checked it out yet with the black cop shooting the white kid. But you know what I find so interesting? It's not on Facebook heavy. Did anybody notice that? It's really not on Facebook like that. Anything else is when a white cop shoots somebody black, it's all over the place. But now that this black cop shot a white lady, I don't really hear about it.
You don't really hear about it, exactly.
They ain't even worried, because they know he going to jail. We got to boost every story we can to try to get people to notice it, to hope to get some kind of form of justice. But they ain't even worried, because ain't nobody going to jail.
Well, you
know
what else
I'm going
to add, too? I wanted to add something else to it, too. Now, in all the police shootings, they always do this. They always try to dig up something on the victim. How come no one's digging up anything on her background?
Oh, all we hear is she's a good teacher, and she loved the children, and she was a nice one.
She loved the children, exactly.
No, and you know what? I'm not saying that it's justifiable that anybody should lose their life, but I'm just saying, where's her background?
We don't know what happened.
Right, and whenever there's a black person that's shot and killed by the police, the first thing they do is dig up his background. Mm-hmm. Or her background, that they had a criminal background, that they did
the
police officer to justify the crime that happened. That's my take.
Yeah.
Like I said, man, I really would love to know the details, but I know the story has already been painted and twisted a million times already. I know it's already in favor of the victim.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's white. And like I said, I just find it very interesting how it's not up there on social media like that. No one is really talking about it. So that makes me feel even more suspect about the situation that is bogus.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, it's totally different. You're going to see a totally different outcome of this. And you know what? Hey, this proves something that's going on in America. This is exactly what goes on here. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. You better wake
up.
They
don't want too many people. I don't think they want too many people knowing about it, because the last thing they want is for a lot of people on social media, a lot of people across the country in general, to start bringing up, well, hey, it's a reverse situation now. Is he going to get off? But it sounds like they've already condemned him. So,
he already
man, you ain't seen no strident statement from the Fraternal Order of Police. You ain't seen the mayor get up and muddy the waters and say we need to wait on information. You ain't seen none of that, because they play it totally different. Like I said, that's why them folks ain't got to worry about it. That's why they ain't on Facebook outrage, because they know Buddy going to jail. And we got some cleaning up to do in our own community, though, when we start talking about R. Kelly, man.
Oh, yes,
been caught with pedophiles for I don't know how long, so I don't know how people respecting that dude. The only thing I don't like is the headline, because they're trying to play this like he was doing some kind of sex slave thing, when it's like, nah, he playing the old music industry game where you promise somebody the world and a contract and everything else. Well, he's just keeping them girls there recording and taking advantage of them. Now, you call that dirty and everything else about it, But try to say it's a sex slave operation and all that, like the headlines,
nah,
they're going too far.
Listen.
Well,
R.
not.
Kelly, we all,
he's peeing
we
on
all
somebody.
Know R. Kelly.
He's
yeah,
peeing
he
on
is.
Somebody.
He's peeing on somebody. People, you know what I've noticed? A lot of people stood up and were defending R. Kelly. Oh, you don't know what? Okay, I'm like, listen.
What?
In 2002, I saw that tape. And let me tell you something. Man, I could say this, is that as a man, I don't have children, but that pissed me off when I saw
him. Yeah, exactly.
With those girls.
Right.
And a lot of other, and where I saw that was in a barbershop, and we were just sitting there like, man. And someone said, yo, just turn this tape off. We couldn't watch the whole tape.
Right.
We couldn't watch it. We couldn't watch that. I mean, it was nasty. But basically, what he was doing with those girls,
well, you
the
know,
horror that I saw.
What I find interesting, how do you defend them, but you won't defend this cop?
Exactly.
How you defend? How do you defend OJ? How do you defend R. Kelly, but you don't find out what's going on with this cop and find out the story and defend him? You know,
no,
one. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
Greetings. I was just listening. I didn't expect you guys to bring me in, but since
okay,
you brought me
ain't.
In,
yeah,
since
hey,
you
what's
brought
up?
Me
what's
in,
what's your name?
My
how
name is. I'm doing fine. My name is Sapphire. How are you?
Okay.
Hello,
fine.
Everybody. How
okay.
are you?
Hey,
I'm
what's up, Sapphire?
I have a comment regarding the OJ and Mike Dick and. R. Kelly. Firstly, I want to say R. Kelly. All of those girls are of legal age. So let's first understand that.
Yes.
So when you are 18 years of age and you no longer want to live under your parents' roof or you don't want to abide by their rules, this country says you have the right to move on and put yourself in any situation that you choose to. So, you know, I think that this is the season for black men to take a licking in the media. If you guys notice, it goes in seasons. The next 3 months, it'll be the Muslim Middle Eastern man. Then it'll go around to the Mexican man. Then it'll go around to the Asian man. I mean, because we have to understand that the media is fighting for their life right now. Social media has taken a big chunk out of their revenue and out of their earning power and their potential to get to the minds of the masses of people. So now they have to contend with people who are thinking faster because they have access to the internet, and people are saying, this is crazy, this is fake. We can see exactly what you're doing. So what they have to do is they have to keep all irons in the fire. And so I'm telling you, this is the season for the black man to take a beating in the media. So R. Kelly, those girls are legal. With O.J. Simpson, the man did his time. I don't like O.J. Simpson, but I'll tell you what I remember. If you all will remember, during the trial, there was this one guy who was a limousine driver, and his mother was a judge. And the entire case was contingent upon his testimony, and they called him back. I don't know if you all remember that, but you could see it again. And what he said was, he said, I was sitting here parked for 2 hours waiting for OJ because he's a big name. I called my boss, and my boss said, wait, do not leave. That's one of our, you know, big name clients. And you know what the guy said? He said, while I was sitting there, a white Bronco pulled up sporadically. Whoever it was, he didn't say OJ. He said whoever it was hit the fence one time and was over it, and they went in the house, and they began to turn on the lights, he said, that as they were going upstairs. And they said, did it look like OJ? He said, not so much that it looked like OJ, but he was around the same height or maybe build. Now, I'm saying that for a reason. Did you all know that OJ's son was a knife chef? That's what he does for a living. He handles knives like the guys in Benihana. That's number
one. That
too. Number two,
yeah,
he hated Nicole. He hated Nicole. Yes. And what they're saying, I'm not going to give you my source, but that OJ's son and Ron Goldman were having an affair, and they used to go by Nicole's house and do lines of coke and get high.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Ron,
wow.
he caught him driving her car once, and he told Ron, don't ever let me see you fooling around with her again. And they said he caught him over her house. And that's what that was. Now, I want you to think about the knife wound.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. OJ's got two bad knees. Have you seen OJ walk?
He's limping.
Yeah, he walked like Fred Savage.
Yes, he does. How is he gonna hit a fence one time and be over it? That's not happening.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna give you the brilliance of Johnny Cochran's mind. Johnny Cochran knew this. You see what I'm saying? But Johnny Cochran baited them into charging OJ because he knew he could get them off, because they know who really killed that woman, and it wasn't OJ. So once they charged and tried OJ, they could not go after the son. And I believe that the city of Los Angeles knew they had made a mistake, and they just were spinning their wheels, you know, trying to put on a show for the people after that.
Right,
but I
want
to say that was such – they were making such a big to-do out of that case, because it wasn't a big to-do. It was not. People kill their wives and family members kill each other, and you never even hear about it. But while the OJ trial was going on, do you guys know how many Africans were killed in Rwanda during the OJ trial?
Oh, yeah, that whole genocide with the Tutsis and the Hutus.
And that's what they're saying.
And they swept it under the rug. They swept it under the rug at the time.
People were like, well, who knew that? But it was during the OJ trial. So how is it that these people decide to commit mass genocide while this is going on? It is because people were so fixated on the OJ trial and the news
media. A distraction, just like they do now with social media. Distraction.
Mm-hmm. So there was an outside influence to have all those people killed. Don't you ever think it wasn't. Don't ever think that it was not an outside influence.
Oh, yeah, there was.
You see what I'm saying? Now, OJ, I did hear somebody say, OJ said, don't call me a black man, but I want to say, not only did he say that, what's his name? The guy who, oh, my God, what's his name? You know the guy that played in, they call me
movie?
Mr. Kidd. They call me Mr.
Oh,
K- I mean, what's
Poitier.
His
name? Oh, Sidney Poitier.
Poitier and Harry Belafonte. They both said, do not consider me black. Now, how is Harry Belafonte a new Black Panther? See, they think that we had parents that didn't tell us about this stuff. And let me say this. Harry Belafonte, my dad said this. Harry Belafonte was first married to a white man. He was one of the first men to marry another man.
Oh, really?
And you can't
wow.
find it on the internet anymore. When my dad told me, I researched it, and this white guy was an actor, dancer. You know how they dance and sing and all that crap. But
yeah.
He had married that guy. He starred in a couple of movies with this guy, and that his first marriage was to a white man. Okay. Now with Sidney Poitier, did you guys know that he burned? Diane Carroll, the reason she married that white man was that Sidney Poitier strung her along, told her, and you guys know she was so beautiful and so talented.
Yeah, she was.
He told her.
Those, so I knew about that.
He told her that if she would leave her marriage, that he would marry her, and she needed to buy him a townhouse, a new place for them to live. She bought the townhouse, did all that, and he dumped her for that white woman. So these guys are full of it, a lot of them, I mean, those old heads. But as far as R. Kelly and Mike Vick didn't tell Kaepernick anything your dad or somebody else wouldn't say. I don't consider Michael Vick to be a sellout for that. Kaepernick is trying to, you know, go around and be a hard-ass black power dude when he just ain't built for that. His mother's white. He's raised by white people. He need to go on and work with his white privilege and stop trying to act like he is the one out here getting killed. I don't appreciate it. And Mike Vick said, cut your hair.
I think,
But well, I think you're making a mistake, because that's the real point of Kaepernick. He didn't have to do it. The fact that he was raised the way he was and somehow came into some knowledge and decided, damn, I'm going to take a stand. And I'm going to put my career on the line. Okay, people said I ain't doing the work. Okay, I'm going to go do the work too. I'm going to start these organizations. I'm going to start donating. I'm going to start putting in volunteer hours.
Exactly.
So Kaepernick, we got to get that dude that respect, man, because like I said, he didn't have to do it. And that's the main point of service. So I respect that dude for what he did. I mean, his career is over, basically, because he chose
that
stand.
I got you, but I want to say this quickly and get out your way. And I want you to hear me clearly. The problem that we have as a people is that we sometimes have what is called cognitive dissonance. And what I'm saying here is that Jesse Williams and Colin Kaepernick, you think that they are doing this from their own volition, okay? But you need to understand this. You need to understand this now. There is a movement, whether you all want to admit it or not, there is a movement to replace the black man with the biracial man. Know that. Now, how can you be so sure when Jesse Williams, if you remember on Grey's Anatomy, there was a brother who came and stood up and said, and remember they fired him for saying the same shit Jesse Williams said. So that let me know.
Isaiah Washington.
Yeah, he said
the word faggot, and they ran him up out of there. And in Hollywood, that's not surprising at all, because they wanted Isaiah Washington gone anyway, because Isaiah Washington is not no weak dude, if we know anything
about that
brother. But hold up real quick, sister. I understand what you're saying about Jesse Williams. He makes these Black Lives Matter reformist statements that really won't hurt him as far as his career, just makes him look better as far as how people perceive him. You know, black life, whatever. Kaepernick is a different story. You're talking about actual consequences. You're talking about a dude who basically got enlightened by Harry Edwards. Look that brother up. He's a professor of sociology out there in Cali. Harry Edwards started talking to that brother and changed a lot of things about what he believed to be the truth growing up in that family that he did. And for him to go against his family, put his career on the line, everything else, that dude deserves respect. We got to be careful, too, when we're looking for conspiracies.
Yeah.
Sometimes, because we'll start putting people in the web that don't belong in the web. That's all I'm saying.
And I understand what you're saying, but I want to say to you this.
I got another caller. Real quick, I got another caller. 1111. You're on the air, too, with Dominion. What's up?
I'm listening. I'm in a public place.
Okay. Are you just listening?
Uh-huh.
Well,
okay. Oh, wait,
I thought she said she was in the Publix. I was about to say, get the chicken.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. As you were saying,
can you guys answer this question? If you wanted to infiltrate, if you wanted to infiltrate the black community that has a power base, how would you do it? I'm done.
Put somebody
I just want you to
white
answer
in
my
it.
Question.
Put somebody white in. Somebody that could speak
why,
for the
why
white.
Would you do that?
The white side.
Why would you do that?
Because they're trying to infiltrate the same thing. Yeah, now I figured that out. Of course.
Yeah, but I think we're going down the wrong road on that one, though, because it's not necessary for them to look for somebody biracial. The black misleadership class, we got some that are black blue, some that are barely dark, some that are yellow as hell. Black misleadership class recruits from all avenues. So they don't necessarily need somebody who's biracial. And when you watch
these people
who don't do anything in their district but are striking as hell every day about Russia and chasing Trump but don't do anything for their district, we let you know.
You know what
Maxine.
It is? And
but wait, real quick,
that, yeah.
Real quick, if I may say now, if I could jump the fence real quick, I kind of get where she's coming from. And the reason why I say that is this. Is once again, it goes back to the – you can't necessarily so much use the house Negro because it's too obvious.
Yeah.
So now you use
exactly.
I guess the Jesse Williams and the Colin Kaepernick. They're
exactly.
Like, they're like
yep.
sympathizers. Just
okay,
like
okay,
that.
Well, exactly.
Okay. Well, hold on.
You
know
what?
Make this
like
point for me. Make this point for me.
Become...
So Colin Kaepernick bringing up the last three verses of the national anthem and being against Americanism and talking about police brutality. Tell me in what way that helps white supremacy.
I want you to understand.
You see what I mean? Sometimes we add people who shouldn't be added. What you said about Jesse Williams, I agree.
You've got to do critical thinking. So you've got Sean King,
right? Well,
maybe
I am.
Sean King. You've got Sean King out here. Come to find out both of his parents are white. Now, I want to ask you this. How far would Rachel Dolezal have gotten had she not been exposed?
In Washington.
Somebody said Washington. There you go. Thank you. I rest my case.
How far would she have gone
if she wasn't
making
in Washington?
Making policy.
The NAACP in Washington. How many black folks are in Washington? Anywhere else, we'd have scoped that out from day one.
NAACP in Washington, D.C. There's hardly any.
State of Washington.
Most of the founding members of the NAACP were white.
Yes, it was a white woman who started it.
She basically appropriated the Niagara movement, where black men went all the way to damn near Canada to start up a movement, to start something. She comes in with money and says, hey, I want to get involved with what you guys are doing. And before you knew it, she had fired and kicked them out a whole bunch of times. Look up the history of her and Du Bois. She fired him at least twice when he started his radical.
Yeah, man, it's real. Man.
I do see the other side of it. It's something that I never really thought about, and I'm like very thankful that all of you guys have called in, because it just sheds some light on a different angle of things. I mean, I wondered how Jesse Williams can get up, and I forgot what award ceremony it was. Well, he was able to make
a
statement
at the BET
and
it was on the BET
Award.
It was the
BET
Award. I said it then that how is it that he could something, he could say things, and he says this and he says that. How is it that he's always or somebody, and once again, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but why is it always somebody of biracial or something that always has to speak for us, and our old people don't speak for us?
All right, Red, check this out. Check this out real quick before you come in, K-Dog. It's amazing how people want to talk about other MCs or rappers, because there's more rappers than MCs. But how they say these guys are using the word N-word gratuitously, but nobody's saying anything about Drake. And Drake, they probably say the word Jesus or use the word seven in the Bible. Like on one album, I wonder how no one says anything to him about it.
Right.
I just find it very interesting.
I want you to know I thought about it, and I want you to know, do you all know who Eminem's grandfather is?
No, I would like to know.
Marshall Mathers, one of the biggest racists who hides under the cloak of, they say occultism, but that's just a smokescreen. I don't even hear that when people say occult. That's a smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
What you really need to see is what they're doing. And he was a part of the Nazi, this foundation, I forget what they call this committee, but what they were about was going into other countries and defacing the statues and the artifacts that had African features. The Thule Society.
Okay.
That was the name of it. The Thule Society. So then they want to say, well, he was an occultist. I don't care about any of that, because black people get real spooky. Oh, he believes in the devil. No, that's just to make you spooky so you don't read about the real detriment that is done. So how is it that Drake and Eminem, these guys are coming... I mean, they have been propelled forward, okay? They have been able to infiltrate this rap culture and just take it by the horn. Now,
because
I don't care what you all say.
This younger generation don't care about that. Because this younger generation don't care about that.
If these people have white mothers, and those white mothers are the same women who give birth to white men and women who come from white men, you are crazy if you don't think that they are part of an agenda. I'm not saying that they wholly subscribe to it, but they have to be on code unless they won't be in the limelight. You need to understand there's money behind these people. Money.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Let me hear something real quick because it's important, man. We got to be careful with colorism as well, because for every Jesse Williams, there's a Huey Newton. So we can't assume something just because somebody has a lighter hue. Now, the question is always, they can always run to the other camp when things get tough. And we've had a whole lot of black people who presented themselves as they're going to do this and do that, and then as soon as they
and
got
nothing.
The opportunity, they jumped to the other side.
Nothing.
So, yeah, that is out there, too. Dr. Clark used to tell the story of Rochambeau in Haiti, to where the mixed people in Haiti went to the French and said, well, let's make a deal. We'll help you enslave the darker people better if you give us freedom. Rochambeau said, okay, we'll have a dinner tonight. The wives of those soldiers came to the dinner, and the heads of their husbands were in boxes on the table. And the point of all of that story, what Dr. Clark used to tell it, was any of us who think we can drip to the other side and get some kind of safety, the enemy don't trust you now because you traded on your own and you got no damn sanctuary. So you're even worse off. But, yeah, we got to be careful with falling into colorism, because there's some dark black blue brothers who fall to the other side. That's how we get Mobutu.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried about somebody's ideology. I'm not worried about their hue. If you black first, I'm rolling with you. If you got something else, some other category first before black, I don't want to. I can't rock with you because I already understand what your mindset is.
Well, you know what it is? Unfortunately, we're living in a day of slavery, like I was trying to say earlier. This is the thing. We have become slaves to the almighty dollar. We've become slaves to social media. We've become slaves to reality television. That's what we've become slaves to. And you know what? They wave it in our face and we use it as guinea pigs, unfortunately. And I'm not trying to insult, but you know what?
I don't think we ever stopped being slaves. I don't think we ever stopped. I mean,
never did.
You know, listen, I said it on Facebook, and I'm going to say it again. Like, now in 2017, I'm starting to realize that the thinking black man and black woman have more enemies than we really know.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing
check out Dr. Bobby Wright's lecture called Menticide. Really, really interesting lecture, where it talks about the war on us and how so many of us not only don't want to deal with the fact that there's a war on us, but they would rather figure out a way to negotiate with people who aren't interested in negotiating with
you
them.
You can't negotiate
right.
with barbarians.
You know what? That's right. Absolutely. when we talk about colorism, we don't have the power to implement policies that propel colorism forward. Let me first say that. But somebody said something very powerful. We are now understanding that the black man that is totally black can deceive us. So we're on top of that. We know how to sniff that out. That's what, you know, the brother said earlier. That was very powerful. Because if we go back in history, understand this, nothing has ever changed. If you read the book Sex and Race by, I forget his name, but anyway, this book is a very powerful book. It's three volumes. And here's what the laws on the book for the United States were. If a white woman had a baby by a black man, that biracial baby could only be enslaved up until the age of 25. But if a black woman had a baby by a white man, free white man, then that baby was indentured for the rest of its life. J.A. Rogers, that's the name of the author who wrote that. Now, I want you to understand this. When you look at the slave scrolls, this is how they distinguish people: slave or light skinned.
That's the origin of Hueism. Some of those slave masters whose sons and daughters from the slaves, those were the people who got the damn benefit. So therefore, black people looking afterwards would think of those people as what? Privileged, because those are the ones who first got to go to school. Those are the ones who got their freedom first and things like that, because some of those slave owners had a little bit of humanity for that child that they had. But for the most part, most of them just sent them out into the fields and act like they wasn't their kids. But that's the origin of it.
No, that's not the
is.
Origin. The origin comes from Moorish Spain. The Moors taught them that biracial and lighter-skinned people with some drops of black in them were better than people who were authentically black. and we have to revisit them more to understand how these people learn to manipulate us this way. Now, you must remember, back during slavery, the white people were new to America themselves. Remember that the what they're calling the forefathers, those were the rapists, the degenerates of Britain. That's who they sent over here.
Yep.
There wasn't no great glamorous people. Those, that was the trash.
Yes, they were.
Of Europe.
They didn't want them over there.
Yep.
No, they yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yep.
They didn't want them.
No,
this was a prison colony.
Right,
but I would be careful on that Morris point, because the Morris point, they definitely did not have a biracial distinction there. You either had black Africans or you had someone with Arab ancestry. And the Arab ancestry later took over that group. But if you're talking about Tariq being the first one to step foot on Gibraltar and the first one to take over Spain, who was later publicly whipped by the Arab leadership there, like, that's a whole nother topic. But no, that's a different story there. As a matter of fact, the author you listed, J.A. Rogers.
I'm going to respectfully bow out of this, but you're not going to see me about the Moorish thing. That, no, I've studied that heavily, and so what you are saying is not accurate. And if you
disagree about that. And a major point I think we really missing tonight is the great Dr. Amos Wilson. One thing he said was, be careful of chasing conspiracies, because that means once you discover it, it's already happened. Conspiracies are always a losing battle, because it's already been done once you figure it out. You didn't figure out a way to defend yourself against it. So it's much more important to figure out ideology, organization, and what you're up against, and figuring out ways to defend yourself. So it's like, if you got somebody studying, okay, they're going to come up with something different than AIDS, some kind of disease to attack us. If you're just studying who's doing it, you're not figuring out a way to find a cure for it. You know what I mean? So conspiracies always put you at a disadvantage, and it's a mind state that leads you to a lot of despair. And I think Dr. Amos Wilson was really, really good in breaking down why some folks are wrong when chasing conspiracies. We got to go for the material and the actual.
Well,
okay,
think it's a conspiracy. I just think it is what it is. I mean, once again, it just goes back to the whole double standard. And if people want to try and use the word conspiracy to put it on top of the word double standard, I mean, like I said, it is what it is.
Well, no, there's a difference between the two. If you know something is going on and you can prove it, then, you know, you're getting into what's actually going on. But if you start creating this grand design of saying these people are doing this and doing this and doing this, you're still not putting yourself in a role to defend yourself. And like I said, that's the aspect of it that really, really hurts us.
There's not enough of us united.
We got to get over is our cowardice. Like, that's the thing that hurts black men's soul, but that's the thing that needs to be said.
We need to put all our fear aside and do what we can do.
Man.
What we should be doing, man. Stand up. Wake up, people. Come on now.
When you talk about ideology, Henry Kissinger said this in another country. He was not in America when he said this, but he was being interviewed in, I believe it was Israel. And they asked him, they were trying to pick his mind because they consider him to be a brilliant man as far as political science and foreign policy. And they said to him, well, what do you say to the people who are staunch Christians or who are this or that? He said, how can countries deal with these various religious modalities, and sometimes they get out of hand? And you know what he said to the man? He said, any country that has done something for 200 or more years, they will never stop doing it. Never. That was powerful for me, because I understood exactly what that man said. Now, if there is still what you're calling conspiracy, to me, that is a smokescreen as well, because that means you don't have to deal with it. But just like the Bible says, let us deal with them wisely.
Once you start talking about that Bible, then we're in a whole other realm. But
wait a minute. I'm not into that, but I'm saying if somebody wanted to keep your neck in a noose, you think they're going to use the same old trick? No, they've got to deal with you wisely. So I'm not
right,
saying,
but this is not something that's coming out of the blue. Like Frantz Fanon has documented this, Kwame Ture has documented this. Like we don't have this situation where we're walking blind. If we choose to educate ourselves, we know what's going on. Pick up Walter Rodney, How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. That's a much better reading of your time than watching Hidden Colors or some other conspiracy book.
I don't
you
watch
can actually
Hidden Colors.
See
I've never
who
seen
did
one.
What, when, and why. And somebody like Henry Kissinger, that's a man who said it used to be you could trick a million people into believing what you wanted them to believe, and it was easy to kill one person. Now he said, It's harder to kill one person, but it's easy to kill a million people. Like, that's the type of person we're talking about. We're talking about a mass murderer who basically sat at the negotiating table and threatened weaker countries with U.S. military aggression, and they called him a great diplomat. Even gave him a Nobel Peace Prize. That's Henry Kissinger.
So when people subscribe to his ideology, when they subscribe to his ideology, okay, you're saying he's a mass murderer. When they subscribe to his ideology, do you think they're going to continue to do it in the same way? No, they're not. And let me tell you,
that's the other part of this. We're talking about white supremacy in the midst of decline. America is in the midst of decline. China is
rising. No, you think it's in decline. You think
no,
it's a decline,
man.
But it's not. It's not.
Yeah, there's a superheroism about whiteness that somehow some of us believe white people can't ever be defeated. And in reality, they're actually on the run right now. China and India are at 8.5% rate of GDP growth every year. America's lucky to get 2.5. They're getting pushed back in all different directions all across the globe, and it's in decline. And you see that with the person they elected. But black folks still think America is number one and will always be number one. And as long as we attach to this white man, we'll be all right. It's like, nah, it's a nation in decline.
I mean,
it is not in decline. When you, first of all, they have understood that they need to undergo some changes to weather this new solar frequency that we are having. So what do? They big up biracial. Now, you can call it conspiracy if you want to, but they understand that they can weather the environment.
Ma'am, if we're talking
Earth
about
better,
global politics and then you bring up biracial, then we're not really having a serious conversation. Like, we're talking about global politics of the U.S.
You
in decline.
Okay, you guys, you
Europe
know what? I'm down with it. But if you want to
China.
Read something substantial,
okay,
then you need to read the Committee of 300 and you need to study the Tavistock Institute and the RAND Corporation. That's what you need to do.
All of those books were made in the previous decade and cannot tell you what's going on right now. People need to update and look at accurate information that's going on in real time.
Hold on,
things
hold on,
are changing
hold on.
Rapidly.
Hold on. Wait, 3054? Hello, everybody.
I'm right.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, hello.
Hey,
I'm
right.
Listen, before we continue, all I want to say is, kidly white people, yes.
Understanding of history tells you a group that's 20% of the Earth's population cannot control the Earth for too long. They've had 500,
exactly.
I mean, maybe 700 years, and right now they're in decline. That's the reality. Now, you
got
to ask yourself this, though.
These other groups
don't owe anything to black people, and if you think they're going to treat black people more fairly than those folks did, you misunderstood. So our situation is we have to gain power.
Let's kind of take color out of it. If we can, let's take color out of it, if we can. And my all thing is, before we start thinking about color, or really getting into that, like, what the hell are we doing for ourselves, especially just on the level of humanity?
Nothing.
Because
like
the whole
I
thing
said
is
before.
This, like, we can read stats, we can read books, we can do all of this stuff, but we're not doing shit for each other on the level
nope.
of humanity at
but
all.
We ask
so
others
when you start
to do,
to bring
but we're asking
play,
others to do for us.
But
okay.
I'll say this. Put in Movement for Black Lives tonight. Put in your zip code, and you'll find black organizations in your area. Go volunteer, work with them,
and
put
why?
In the time. Like right now, we don't
you
have black people who put
in
the
that?
Time.
You know why I don't go that route? It's because, you know what? I'm sorry. I just look at the people who shot Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? I look at the people that handed over Martin Luther King and made sure he stepped out on that balcony.
So who do you think that was?
Look, listen.
You think that was those black folks, or you think that was the FBI?
Listen. Somebody.
I think it was a little bit of both.
Somebody had to be the tool. Somebody had to be the tool.
Somebody had. Like I said, Almighty
Dollar. And the sad part is we would sell out our own for what?
For the Almighty Dollar.
Yeah, but see, but that's not a black issue. That's an everybody issue. There's always sellouts in every group. It's not a thing of saying this is some kind of thing that black folks only do. Nah, if you got raggedy-ass people within your circle, there are going to be some who do that. But, nah, that's an FBI issue. Look up the lawsuit of the King family. Sued the U.S. government for $1 to prove that the Alphabet organization were involved in King's assassination. And as far as Malcolm, same thing.
Excuse me now. I just want to say this. I appreciate all you guys trying to give us this book and this information about knowledge, but there are only two things I care about. Me getting drunk right now, and number two, living my life. That's only two things I care about. All that knowledge.
Right, why the hell you calling?
No, the reason why I call in, to call out on Big Red. The Big Red is talking about our son, but she got 10 men in her basement right now, locked up by herself.
Where are you going to have 10 men in my basement?
Hey, hey, but you know what, though? You can't knock that, brother, because that's what the majority of the population would say about this conversation. They're worried about their own life. They're worried about their family. They're not trying to get involved. So that's what we're dealing with.
But that's
the way it's always been. There's never been a movement where everybody was in it. Nah, man, every generation, you move the ball forward or you regress. As simple as that.
But that's what
basically
most people are trained that way. Most people are trained that way. You cannot be mad with the system, and that's how the system was built or created.
Oh! I can hate this system all day, every day, my man.
Don't curse out the system.
But my thing is that if we already know how this country was founded, if we already know the game that we've been played and that's been played against us, I don't even see what's the problem. The problem that continues to exist. Why, if we can't unify, then there's really no purpose. If we want to unify, we're not trying to. Because if we can't even educate our own, because they don't want to listen.
The only thing I would say about that is there are down periods to where we don't make any progress, but then the children that come behind you do better. So I would say, okay, if this is a down period, then you teach the children to make sure that they do better going forward.
Brother,
so it's never over. Like, this is a generational fight, man. Never forget this, what I'm finna tell you. They've been ruling the world since about 1482. That's before Columbus, 1482. That's a blink of an eye in history, man. We had kingdoms and ran shit throughout, all the way back to the BC days, damn near.
This is a small space in time,
so don't think of it as forever. Every group that rises to the top will eventually what? Fall off. And when you fall off, the people on the bottom will take over. That's why the Romans fell, the Egyptians fell, the Greeks fell, Mongols fell. Every group falls.
Brother, they will push the button and blow half this rock up.
That's right.
We're all going. You start to collectively get some black people together. Because remember how we used to cycle on the corner? You can't do that no more. That's like some illegal congregation. They don't want us conversing. They don't want these conversations. They don't want that happening.
It is the enemy's job to try to push you back.
But the whole thing is, we're not understanding strong. And they're allowing themselves to be pushed back because everything is being watered down. And like I said, if we can't unify or we can't even educate our own, then
we're in trouble.
Lost.
But if when China takes over or another group takes over, if we don't have our shit together and to have real power, then why the hell do we think they will treat us better than these folks that treated us who actually own us citizens? So we got to understand right now, as we speak, the Germans have paid the Israelis $889 billion in reparations for the Holocaust. We are still yet to get a check signed.
No,
I'm waiting for my check.
Please, they already said we're not doing it.
I went right. for my mule. I went for my mule. Where's my mule, damn it?
We got,
my
we got less than a minute. So, K-Dog.
We got a minute.
Hot Rod, Big Red, Miss Sapphire, Brother Nas, and the other lady who called in but was just listening. I want to thank all you guys for calling in. I want to thank you because I've been educated. I'm about to go pick up a couple of books and, you know, do some reading and stuff like that. But thank you. This is one of the greatest episodes I have to put up there. Like I said, I love the communication.
Yeah.
And I love the
share
of knowledge. And this is what we need to do more often.
That's right.
Word
thank
up.
You guys.
Absolutely.
That's
right. Come
and
together, man.
Thank
have
you,
a
everyone.
Never hesitate to
call
in again.
Y'all.
Once again, we're on Facebook, like the page. Another episode of The Menu and the Can. Everyone have a good night. Stay blessed.
Good night, guys. Good night, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
Good night. And you can't take color out of racism, white supremacy. Impossible.
White power.
Well, we're going to try.
White power.
If y'all got time, check
out
Dr. Amos Wilson, John Henry Clark on YouTube. Check them out tonight.
All right.
Bye,
all right.
Everyone.
All right, y'all.
Peace.